Hello, BCT listeners, and welcome to another podcast. This podcast is all about my thoughts and opinions about dual-core processors that are available since 2006. Lately, on the BCT list, there was a discussion about laptops with dual-core processors and whether dual-core is faster than the standard processor. And there was a question about whether to get a dual-core CPU or a single-core CPU. Well, this is solely my opinion and does not reflect views held by other people in the blind community. Basically, a dual-core processor is a processor package with two processor cores. So you can think of it as a two processors and a single package. The advantages that I can find on a dual-core processor is that it can run more than one processes at the same time, meaning that you can run more than one programs. Although the speed of the processor may be slow, actually, the speed is very, very fast. Even the Core Solos, which have one processor that is not active at the manufacturing, does run very fast than the standard 1.86 processor. Compared to standard processor, the processor runs like 50 to 75% more faster than the standard processor because it can execute or run two programs simultaneously. One program per processor core. This is the figure that I can gather, and this is my estimation, rough estimation. A 1.86 gigahertz Core Solo can run at speeds like 2.2 to 2.4 gigahertz, which is the situation right now that I have with Intel Core Solo T1350 on my Toshiba laptop. And a 1.83 GHz Core Duo, which has both processors active, can run at speeds like 2.6 to 2.8 GHz on a standard processor because it utilizes both cores. A Core 2 Duo processor running at 2.13 GHz can run at approximately 3.2 or 3.4 gigahertz. There is now a new variation called quad core processor, which has four processors in a single package. Because it has some four processors, you can run four programs at a time, one program per processor. A Intel Core Q6700, which runs at 2.93 gigahertz, can run at speeds like 4.2 to 4.6 gigahertz on a standard processor, which is about 50% to 100% increase in speed as compared to standard processors. While I'm discussing dual-core processors, I'm going to also give my opinions about hyper-threading and dual-core processors. Hyper-threading is a technology introduced in some Intel Pentium 4 processors, which fools the operating system to believe that there are two physical processors. This is achieved by duplicating certain sections of the processor, like 15% of its processor die, to achieve about 40 to 60% increased speed over a standard processor, which I believe does not match the ability to run faster on a Core 2 dual-core processor. For example, if we have a 3.0 GHz Intel Pentium 4 with hyper-threading enabled, it'll run typically around 3.2 to 3.6 GHz. Similarly, on a 3.0 GHz dual-core processor or even quad-core, theoretically, it can run up to 4.5 to 4.7 gigahertz, which is about 50% additional speed gain over hyper-threading processors. This is why on the system information, on the hyper-threading based CPUs, it will show you two entries per processor. On a core 2 and dual core processor, it will show only one processor with the number of cores. On the Windows Vista, you will also see the number of cores that are active. For example, if you have a core solo processor, it will say one core, one logical processor. On a dual core processor, it will show like two cores, one logical processor. And on the hyperthreading, it will show like two cores, two logical processors, because it will see hyperthreaded CPUs as two processors. And for quad core machines, it will show four cores, one logical processors. So I will basically say that core and core 2 dual core processors are significantly faster than ordinary standard or hyper-threading based CPUs. The power requirements are a bit lower on a dual core processor than standard or hyper-threading based CPUs, and it is especially important in battery life. A standard mobile Pentium 4 processor will achieve around 2.5 hours of battery life. A hyper-threading CPU will consume about 2 hours of battery life. And a dual-core processor would yield approximately 3 hours of battery life as compared to a standard mobile processor. There's a feature in certain versions of Windows that allows the processor, actually isn't the hardware itself, that allows the processor to use only one core when running battery power, which significantly reduces power requirements, thus increasing the battery life up to about an hour. Even though there is one processor core active, the speed gain is faster than the standard CPU. So the speed gain is noticeably the speed gain is noticeable when you run media applications such as playback software like Windows Media Player and recording software such as GoldWave, SoundForge, etc. because it has a SSE3 stream ISIMD instructions extensions which supports media features. So this is my view on dual core processors. I know that you might have some different views on this. If you want to really try out dual core processors, I recommend that you go to a computer store and run software on a dual core processor to see how fast it is. The more processor core, the faster it is. So this is why a quad core processor is a bit faster than dual core processor. So this is my view, and this reflects my own opinion regarding dual core processors. If you want to find out more about it, you can search on the internet, you can Google it, or you can search on a site called Wikipedia, en.wikipedia, wikipedia.org, and it has a wealth of information about this subject. If you want to contact me, you can contact me at Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H, underscore L-E-E, 22590 at yahoo.com. Or you can use Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H, dot L-E-E, 22590 at blindsea, B-L-I-N-D-S-E-A, .com. So, see you next time, folks. I hope this information may help you.